Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have an authoritarian directive in Washington that's bipartisan because of a lot of corruption going on. They want a police state. And it's up to all of us to exercise our Second Amendment. That's why I love the open carries that have not caused any problems nationwide like we had at the Alamo, is because it shows, hey, it's not dirty that I have a gun. And I liken it to Martin Luther King going into the places where you couldn't, if you were black, the bathrooms, the hotels, the restaurants. It's the same thing with an open carrier. It's the same thing suing when the police arrest you for your legal, lawful gun. You've got to do it, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to have these marches. So in closing, Eric, anything else you'd like to add? You're the victim of this, the owner going out to their car, any other tidbits or points you think people should know about where this lawsuit's going now, this federal lawsuit, because the county's done nothing?
All I can say is just beware of the police out there. And I don't know where it's going. We're trying to get something done. But all I can say is just pray for us. We're trying to work. We're trying to get something solved for this.
I just saw the New York police chief came out and said, trust us, we're your friends. Why are they having to talk like that? Because the police are being given political directives that are unconstitutional and aren't common law and aren't common sense. The police are wildly popular when they have good departments and follow the Bill of Rights. So the police, you're saying, again, talking to your lawyer, Shannon Braley, both your police were Atlanta, both your parents were Atlanta police. So I, growing up in that, I know you probably have a lot of inside baseball on it. What do you think is happening here?
Hmm? Yeah, I was an officer for 7 years. A lot of times people in the community, they will contact the city council and make complaints, and then they'll complain to the white shirts, the upper echelon, and they'll be like, instead of thinking and having thoughtful dialogue with the officers, they'll be like, give me bodies, give me bodies. And, this is, again, like I said before, this is a job that requires thought, like being a surgeon or anything else. So this isn't putting on parts to a machine in the factory. It requires thought to every single situation, and they don't encourage that. They just say, give me bodies. And, I believe that it's going to take, people, bringing things like this to light, that yes, it's terrible to have crime, and yes, we want the bad guys to be arrested, but not at the sacrifice of, basic fundamental, human rights we have.
But they knew he had a concealed carry. They knew he didn't have a criminal record. They knew he was a good guy. And they still just said, okay, instead of saying they were wrong, which they weren't even wrong, instead of just saying, okay, false alarm, have a nice day, they had to take him to jail. It's that idea of, a lot of departments don't want to hire intelligent police now, and that's because the establishment wants a tyranny.
Exactly. And he knew he was wrong. That's why he turned up the radio on the way to the jail. He knew he was wrong. He didn't want to feel guilted by, Mr. Lee. And, they count on people get sweeping things under the rugs, like an arrest is no big deal. Well, it was a big deal for Eric. And, it was a big deal that they continue to hold his property. So, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's the big issue. Still hadn't got his gun back.
They continue to endorse this behavior.
Well, you're a good lawyer, Shannon Braley. If I was ever in Georgia and needed one, I'll give you a call.
Are there websites we can visit?
Are there ways we can support you guys?
You can go to www.brileylaw.com, BrileyLaw.com. And I have a Facebook page. It's facebook.com/BrileyLaw. I'm sorry, I've been sick this week. My voice is hoarse.
Oh, you sound great.
Thank you.
Listen, Eric Lee, God bless you for what you're doing. We'll check in with you again as the lawsuit develops, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right, there's folks fighting back against just out-of-control government, folks. I'm telling you, this government is out of control. I want America back. Stay with us. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
My friends, I've studied history. It's kind of hard to do. Tyrants do the same things over and over again. Their playbook's actually pretty small. And they call slavery different things, but it's basically the same thing. And we know that we're already deep into social engineering, the collapse of society. And I've been hammering it the last, I don't know, 3-4 years. It's been really obvious. Obama's been in now for 6 years. That he is becoming a dictator. And I remember having Pastor David Manning on, Pastor James David Manning, I don't know, 6-7 years ago when he's first talking about Obama. And he was saying, he's going to become a dictator. He's not going to leave. I tell you, he's pure evil. And I'm like, come on. He's just a front man to push their agenda. Presidents are puppets. Come on. Let's not. Come on. That's going to add to the division here. We need to, you know, they're trying to sell him as the second coming of Christ and Abraham Lincoln all rolled into one. But can't be that bad. And now I've got to say that Manning has been correct and I have been wrong in understating how bad Obama would be. Let me explain something. He put our military under NATO, UN command, and when Congress threatened him and said this is unconstitutional and illegal, he sent them letters and had the Joint Chiefs testify belligerently that they get their orders from the UN and NATO. He played that audio. 3 separate hearings, House and Senate Armed Services Committees, in the last 3 years, 3 times. he is shutting down, well, it's over 500 now. They're shutting down 500 more coal power plants that are totally clean, supply 50-plus percent of our power. Well, they did. Now plants supply like 30-something. They're shutting us down. And then General Electric can scale up and make more money. They're exempt. That's martial law. He's legalizing all the illegals, basically. And this is in the news, by fiat, without even an order. He just tells them on the phone what to do. Like he's beyond Kim Jong-il of North Korea or Kim Jong-un. At least they'll even do a fake order on paper and put a fake stamp on it. He just says, hey, my word is God, God Emperor. He's now doing it with Obamacare. They're saying, yes, make him a dictator, he'll fix it. Now Democrats are saying, let's make him president for a third term, or let's just suspend things, or let's just... And it's a whole bunch of areas, folks, and they've gotten away with Fast and Furious, the IRS persecuting Christians and gun groups and pro-lifers and the FBI covering it up. And, I mean, Benghazi and Fast and Furious, it goes on and on and on and on. And then I realized in Libya and invading Africa with UN armies that are just murdering people en masse, backed by Muslims and animists killing Christians everywhere. I mean, if it's evil, they're doing it. They don't even do it for an interest now, except to further evil. Again, it's scary when you got corrupt bot hog politicians that do bad stuff for power. But when they're doing it, even though it's destroying Obama, even though it's making him be hated, they don't care because it is a mission to bankrupt America. Obamacare, all of it is on record to bring this country down. Now the architect of it, Ezekiel Emanuel, admits it. So he joins us via phone to the bottom of the hour with a quick pop-in. I want to get him for a full hour soon via video Skype from his Otla TV studios there in Harlem, where he actually tries to preach a message that's going to get people out of the plantation that is socialism. And he feeds hundreds of children a day and others with their soup kitchens. And he joins us right now. So he's a really good guy. Pastor Manning, thank you for coming on with us today, sir.
Well, Alex, thank you for having me today. Real joy.
Well,
real pleasure.
Thank you. I mean, you've got the floor for a little bit of time we've got. He is a dictator now. Now, the question is he making the office a dictatorship? Will he leave?
Well, but I think that we need to understand Obama in terms of modern dictatorship. Generally, when we think about dictators like Hitler, Mussolini, or Lenin, or others, we think about them using the military to deploy their policies and to keep people in control. Obama has found a way to use an economic, racial, and social policies as if the military. In other words, what Obama does with these policies of economics, with racism, which is the undergirding of his presidency, and then social issues, which are anti-Christian, anti-God, many of them very communist and very Marxist, is his new army. And so he's a modern dictator. We have to think about him in those terms.
Man, you really are smart, though. I mean, the way you crystallize things, that's it. Obama is the modern 2.0 dictator.
Oh, absolutely. And I think the next thing we need to begin to think about is what are we going to do about him? And in your opening piece, you stated that I stated 6 years ago that he would not leave office and that he would become a dictator. In fact, he came in as a dictator. What we need to think about now is how are we going to move him if we're going to save America? How are we going to get him out of office? Because he has such power over the courts, Alex. I mean, the very fact that Obamacare was approved by Judge Roberts indicates this man has power over the courts. Franklin Roosevelt tried to pack the courts so he could get his policies through. All Obama has to do is pick up the phone, and his policies are approved. So how are we going to get him out of office? What are we going to do? We can't rely upon the Republicans or the conservatives or whoever it is that is supposed to be opposing him, because they're not doing that. If we're going to save this nation and stop Obama from trashing it and doing what he wants to do with it, we have to start thinking about strategies and not relying upon the electoral system or the Republicans or the media, which is the other part of his government, to be able to save America.
Very well said, and I think we've got to communicate to people that it's a modern form of technocratic dictatorship, and I was thinking they were setting up dictatorial divisions and systems so that the office could be dictatorial, but they are acting like they don't care what we think now, and that they are trying to bring the country down and bankrupt it so that he can then pose as a savior. How do you expect him to try to stay in office? Because for the first time, I'm starting to think that may be the plan.
Well, I suspect that he's most probably going to have some sort of a false flag. I think he's going to need martial law. He's going to need the military in order to be able to stay in office. And there's no telling what he'll do in terms of some sort of a false flag that he'll create. Maybe a crisis within America, some sort of a possible racial crisis. While I don't think that might be it. On the other hand, Alex, the thing that we have to be very mindful of is that there are a large number of Americans who are ready now to revolt, and they very well may give him what he wants. On the other hand, we need a revolution at this station.
So we want it to be like Lexington or Concord. We want to work to not let it get physical and win the info war, the war of ideas. But if they start stuff, I think we should be more, you know, Christ-like and at key points.
Well, I'm not so sure we should be so Christ-like unless we're going to be the Christ of the sword that I preach for the most part.
Let me just finish the statement so you know where I'm coming from.
Okay.
I'm saying we have to wait for the right time to where it morally they fire first, and then we have the moral high ground. We don't want them to trick us into something preemptive. The problem is they'll blow up another federal building like OKC. The same attorney general was deputy then, clearly involved, to then blame it on the liberty movement. So I understand that we may have to defend ourselves. My problem is that they may blow something up and blame it on us. So the last thing we want to do is offensively do anything. Go ahead.
Well, you definitely don't want that to happen. You don't want them to blame us on 9/11 or some other event or the Oklahoma event. That we don't want to have happen. What we also have to think about, Alex, is that Obama controls the economy. He controls Wall Street. So we're going to need economic power, not just military power or revolutionary power. We need economic power, and that's the thing that we're lacking most in. I mean, all of America is armed to the teeth. There are people all over America that are ready to rise up if they have to save this nation, not because they're belligerent, not because they hate the nation, not because they're just warmongering, but they realize that we need to be able to save this nation militarily. But the problem is this, is that we don't have the kind of economic power or the media power to be able to withstand a Obama attack, which is what he's doing now. So how do we get that together? How do we do that is the question.
I think you're right. People better support alternative real media like never before, whether it's what you're doing at Otla. And we're going to give that site out in just a moment. And we'll put it up on screen, or InfoWars or Drudge or any of the sites. In fact, Richard, will you scroll down so I can put his site up on the air for folks? It's otlah.org. It's an excellent site. We need to do that. I think we need to just get the word out. But I'll tell you this. I was talking to an Army officer just yesterday. I'll just leave it at that. And he said 98% of the military knows what's going on now. Now, just 6 months ago, he said it was about 80%. He said 98% know that there's an attempt to overthrow the country and to bring in tyranny. I think we need to get the word out that we're not alone, and that but we're not connected because we don't have the media, and we don't have the financial system. So it's really a bizarre situation, almost like a Mexican standoff.
Well, I think we're going to have to attack the media as the first line of Obama defense. The media serves as his pawns or as his bishops. We're going to have to go after the media. We're going to have to support media like you. And I'm just not patronizing you, Alex, but we're going to have to begin to listen to sources like you and other sources that are out there. But we're going to have to attack, as the first line of defense, all of the media, whether it's conservative or liberal media. They all do the exact same thing. And when we can bring them down, we can stop the disinformation campaign. Because people are sitting there in their comfortable chairs, listening to Fox News, thinking that somehow or another Mitt Romney or somebody else is going to overthrow Obama and we're going to get America back. We've got to take down that part of Obama's process.
I agree.
We've got to attack him, and then we can go after him economically.
No, you're right. It's the idea of the loyal opposition when those guys are all part of the same power structure and they're also scared. I mean, those big people, it's really hard people that are already part of the system to stand up. But look at how they're going after Ted Cruz and Rand Paul. You can always tell who's real by who they attack.
You absolutely can. And I think that if we began to work on that strategy and look at how the politicians are attacked and look at what Fox News does or what the Liberal or what MSNBC does, if we began to consider that if we're going to have a revolution, let's do it the way Obama has taken the nation. He has taken
Stay there.
Fox.
Yeah, this is intriguing. Pastor Manning, amazing.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we are proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of style and sizes for any occasion. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets. Use promo code Liberty to receive a 15% discount at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
This is a short segment, and then we have Pastor James David Manning joining us for part of the next, then we have a bunch of big news I've got to get to, but I tell you, if I lived in Harlem, I know whose church I'd be going to. If we had more preachers in this country like Pastor Manning, we would not be in the shape we are. People have just become so complacent, they've got to find their spirit of resistance before things really go to hell in a handbasket. Because Homeland Security, all of these top generals and colonels at the Navy War College, the Army War College, you name it, West Point, we have links to it up on InfoWars.com, are saying, we're preparing for war with gun owners. We're going to come after you. We will take your gun from your cold, dead hand. And the military's totally waking up because they're being told, prepare for war with America. So I think they've miscalculated. I mean, the military is not afraid to go to war. And, I mean, the military people I know that are multi-generation military are the most honorable people in my family. And let me tell you, they're not looking for a fight, folks. They're very sad about everything. But now the resolve is beginning to be, okay, it's going to be a civil war. I just feel sorry for the police and all the idiots that are going to be part of the New World Order who want to have this civil war. I mean, look at this headline. Colonel who vowed to disarm Americans works with Homeland Security. He teaches at West Point. And it says, oath-violating colonel also made veiled death threats against bloggers. Well, my goodness, if you read his article in Esquire, it sounds like a little kid. Like, oh, yeah, we'll kill you. We got the army. We're big. We're tough. I mean, this is obviously somebody who I don't think has seen a lot of combat, or he's nuts. Because all the combat vets I know, and I mean special forces people, I mean people that have been in 28 years and seen stuff, just unbelievable, they would never... I mean, I know people that have worked in and around the boys from Virginia, and I don't mean the CIA. The Virginia boys are like plainclothes military above Delta Force. And all I can, Pastor Manning, I've got you here to talk. We got 4 minutes till break. I'm going to shut up. You hear what I'm saying. This is getting so bad. Do you think Obama's bit off more than he can chew, or do you think that this is part of the plan?
Oh, absolutely not. He has not bit off more than he can chew. And I think his plan is in place and working right now perfectly. The problem is that we've got to deal with is that we're in the game very late. And if there is a military coup, I know there are many generals and people within the military who recognize what's happening to this nation and would love to be able to save it. But I don't think they're going to get the kind of support that they need in order to be able to do it. And I don't think that a coup in the military would deliver us from the economic power that Obama is possessing. And there's another thing that we're not observing as well in terms of the social and racial issue. I'm becoming very concerned about Obama's alliance with Pope Francis. I'm very concerned about them walking along the same social, if you will, liberal path that destroys the integrity of the Word of God and puts these two powers together. Alex, I'm very concerned about that and whether a military response can handle where we are right now.
I hear you. No, I can't believe that the president has become a dictator and they're starting to have a few hearings, but it's still not a big deal. I mean, because this is what happens historically. Countries get to where they put up with evil, and then we empower the dictator to become a Hitler or a Mao. Pastor Manning, do you think we can turn this around?
I'm confident that we can, but we must acknowledge what I said just a few moments ago. We are late to the game, but we have the majority on our side. We have the morality on our side. We have all of the issues that we need on our side. We just need to acknowledge what they are and put together a plan. Obama has been planning this with the New World Order and others for years. We are late to the game. We're just getting in here, but we can win, and we can win handily. There's no way we should be defeated. So, yes, but we need to get started, and we need to get started immediately, if not beyond before that.
Well, you say, not use their tactics, but beat them knowing their game. What's your idea?
Well, first of all, as I said before, we got to take down the media, Alex. I mean, we have got to take down what I refer to as the dunghead media, because they've got people pacified into thinking that Washington Republicans or whoever or politicians are going to solve our problems. We got to stop people from thinking that, wake them up to the fact that they need to get into the streets, not necessarily with arms or with marching, but they need to get into the program of looking at what can we do economically, socially, and racially to bring this nation back together again. And once they recognize that Washington is not going to solve it, that it must be done by grassroots movement, at least we'll have a start at that present time. And what we'll also discover is that Obama's power is not as great as one would think that it is if the people that know the truth
sure
simply rise up.
Sure. Well, somebody can kick your butt if you lay down and let them.
Absolutely.
We just got to stand up. I want to come back and go over some issues with you and pick your brain, because I'll tell you, you're just really a smart guy, and I mean that seriously. Pastor Manning really saw stuff long before I did on this issue.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
This is a perfect song for Obama.
Go
Let's let it roll
that
for a
long
minute.
Tongue liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's
And you can
gonna
see the masterly evil of the establishment grooming Obama, we now know from a very young age, just like it's out of a horror movie, where they're grooming, you know, the Antichrist. It's Rosemary's Baby. It really is the stuff of legend, how his whole family, CIA, Pastor Manning's had the CIA and FBI come to his office and threaten him. We've had the same thing. FBI, Secret Service, you name it. All sorts of things behind the scenes. I mean, the minute they can, folks, they want to come after everybody and basically force a civil war. That's probably going to be their plan. And we just need to not have it happen. And again, it sounds real wimpy on air to say, you know, I don't want a military coup, or I think we should lay down to an attack by these people. This isn't about a military fight. If we don't respond when they attack us in the first wave of a purge, even with a controlled press, the message will get out that they did it. But here's the deal. They're not going to do that. If they try a purge, they will blow up federal buildings filled with daycare children. We know the names of who did Oklahoma City. I've interviewed the police officers, the head of the canine unit, Don Browning, from Oklahoma City. He knew the feds did it. They came to his office. He's listed their names on air and said, we're going to kill you and your wife if you don't shut up. By the way, I got death threats when I had him on, and I mean the real ones. Because you know the people that did that run the Justice Department right now. And again, I literally, it's like stepping on the edge of a cliff whenever I get on air and talk about this kind of stuff, okay? I mean, so when I say we need to have restraint, it's not that I'm not willing to get in a fight. It's not going to hurt the New World Order to have a shootout with the state police. We've got, before we're going to kill these people, we really need to go out and try to wake them up. That's the point, and that's what Manning's getting at, is we have got to absolutely reach out to police and military right now. The military has really woken up. Police are starting to, but they kind of pick them to where they'll follow orders so that they see the rest of the story and get uncompartmentalized. Now Manning, Pastor Manning, I want to give you the last 6-7 minutes here. You've got the floor. Don't pause for me. Any other ideas how we turn this around, where you see this going, you know, how maybe citizens that are at Obama events yell out things. I mean, little stuff like you're a liar in Congress. We don't know. There's all sorts of little things that could bring down the facade.
Well, when we talk about a coup and a military confrontation, we have to keep in mind that Obama comes from a very violent background, though he tries to present himself as the boy next door. Obama's the product of Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn and all that weather underground crowd. He comes from a very violent background. Keep that in mind. His association with Islam is very violent. But I think in terms of strategy, Alex, one of the things that we would probably look at after we take down the media, and we need to do that because without that we're going to be continually be beat by Obama. We need to go after Obamacare. That is an Achilles heel. It's a massive tax program that's unconstitutional, that's socialist, that's communist at its core. But he needs young people to be able to register and be a part of that process. If young people don't register, Obamacare falls apart. Now, the whole business with the rollout and the fact that the computer did not work, they're going to get that together at some point in time. But if we can go out, launch a national campaign with a broadcast such as yours and others to reach young people that they don't sign up, that they're not cowed into signing up for Obamacare, if that can happen, then the whole thing falls apart. Because at that point, Obama will not have the financing to be able to keep Obamacare alive. And what he'll have to do at that point is do something more dictatorial than he's doing right now. So I would suggest that what we would do, number one, is take down the media. Number two is take down Obamacare. And doing it through the people, pardon me, doing it through the young people who don't want Obamacare, and then turning them around against him. Because they were all for him at one point in time, but not anymore. And they're definitely not going to sign up for Obamacare. If we do those two things, at least we'll begin to put a crack in his armor. And we'll begin to educate the people, and we can take him down economically the way he's trying to take us down economically and socially.
Again, you pause for me to interject, but everything you're saying is just spot on with the research and great ideas. And I just thank God for your leadership and many others. And I wish there were more people out there who understood all these different nuances, because it's scary to know people are waking up, but that there's not that many prominent people that are willing to come up with a battle plan. But let me ask you this question. I've noticed evil loves to betray its own minions historically, and I don't understand that as a person that doesn't know betrayal. I don't like betraying even people that are enemies and bad. In fact, crushing them, it feels like a betrayal, even though I'm not betraying them. I'm standing up for myself. But with Obama, he loves, I mean, here's an example, Barton Springs. I went down there 2 months ago, you know, to the big open pool. They got like 20 lifeguards, one of the biggest natural pools in the U.S., spring fed. And one after the other, they walked over and apologized. And they said, I thought you were wrong about Obamacare. They just cut me from 40 hours to 20. And they take more money out of my check now. And I work another job, and I go to UT, and I eat ramen noodle. My parents are poor. I don't have any money. They're taking like $50 more out of my check. Like you said, they lied on the news, and I everywhere these poor Obama people apologize. How could the communists even betray their own idiot followers? And I'm not trying to be mean, but it's just, how do you hurt poor people like this? And how does he think he'll get away with that?
I think the thing we have to always keep in focus about communism and socialism and Marxism and Islam is that it has never worked. There is no nation on the planet where it has worked, where it's proven to win the love of the people, where we in a democracy and in capitalism here love our nation for what it is. Most communist people that are at the bottom of the communist rung don't care for communism and want to get out from underneath it. And it takes the military to keep communism going. So I think that when we look at what Obama's trying to do and what the New World Order thinks that they can accomplish, however, they're using more high technology now than they've used in perhaps a Mao Zedong or in Lenin's communism. We're going to have to recognize that communism really at the heart of the matter with people doesn't work. So how do we get the message out? Rather than talking about a different political ideal, such as a Republican versus a Democrat, we've got to tell people about the ills of communism. We've got to go into, and I think our fourth program would be, we've got to get into the universities and then to the schools, because that's where they're indoctrinating our young people into thinking that communism is a good thing and that Obama's program is a good thing. So we do these basic things, we win. If we don't do them, we definitely lose.
Well, I want to be clear. I mean, when you see how Obama tries to take the radical Islamist al-Qaeda people from Saudi Arabia and to inject them into Syria for 2.5 years and then call that peace, I mean, it really does show that this particular elite we have, I mean, look how the NFL promotes him. Look at how the whole system's giving their power to him, showing the power structures behind him. Do you think Obama's paying off the way they thought? Because as you said, if Obamacare is blowing up in their face, well, they knew it was going to blow up in the face. So he's got to become a dictator because his whole agenda is going to backfire. They're going to end up losing a whole generation to believing in communism because they're giving them a taste of it before they have full dictatorship in.
Well, if you look at the stock market, when Obamacare is blowing up in its face, but if you look at the stock market, he is greatly rewarding people that have invested in him. If you're talking about major people in the movies or in business and entrepreneurship, they are reaping great rewards, the greatest in the history of this nation. They're reaping their financial rewards as for supporting him. But they're just a small percentage of the population. And they're not in control, but they are.
And it's in fiat devalued dollars, and it's not going to be worth anything. It's all a fraud. It's all hot air.
But that's true. That's true. And I think the American people need to wake up and begin to, and of course, prepare themselves for when the financial collapse comes, and it will come, whether Obama's in power or not. That's coming, and that will be another opportunity once the financial collapse comes for those of us who've been out here on the battlefield to take the power reins at that time when the economy is weak and people who have depended on their billions to be able to give them power. We have power by our commitment. We have power by our love for this nation. We have our power by our love for one another. That's our power, and we're rich in the billions in that, and we ought to use it as much as we possibly can.
I agree. I can feel your power, Pastor Manning, because you have love. And I can hear it and see it in other people's voices. I just feel sad for the average person. Doesn't seem to have any discernment. I mean, you could take one look at Obama and tell he's a devil. I just didn't know how bad. What in your spirit told you 6-7 years ago or even longer that Obama was so bad?
Yeah, well, you remember I was on your show very early on and talking to you about Obama being the son of Satan. And a lot of people call him the Antichrist, and that will work. You certainly don't want to throw that out. But Obama is inherently evil. When you listen to what he is saying over against a reality of where we are as a people, you know that he is lying and that he is lying profusely. Obama did this one thing, Alex. He promised the world, not just America, but he promised the world what they wanted to hear and knew that he could not deliver it. He promised the world you were going to have peace and you're going to have prosperity. unity. We're going to have a unity of the people. We're going to bring all the nations to the table. We're going to have a unity between Muslims and Jews. We're going to have a unity between blacks and whites. We're going to have a wealth where everybody has got wealth and power and prosperity. He promised that not just to America, but to the world. And that's why people fail for him. But the opposite of that is to look at that and know that he can't deliver that. He cannot. So he's lying. Why would
Delivered the opposite. He's delivered the opposite.
Absolutely. And that's my point. I knew that's exactly what he was going to do. So we have to recognize that anyone that would lie like that to the American people and to the world has to be ultimately evil so that he can take away their liberties, take away their freedom, take away their economic base. So when you see Obama, when I saw him 6 years ago in that perspective, and talking the things he was and saying the things he was saying and denying what I knew to be the truth about him, it was very easy to see how evil he was and how people were searching for it, looking for it. And you gotta also realize that George Bush was such a disaster that they were looking for anything to bring them up out of the
But look at how now that I pull back, I see the elite behind this, but it's even more than they could orchestrate the way it was all orchestrated perfectly. It really is satanic. Everything we've seen has been orchestrated. As you know, the Bible talks about the mystery of evil, how it works so well together. And you can really now see on Obama a super evil design, one of the most evil I've ever even heard of in history, with a high-tech integration. And I shudder to think what we're going to see out of this figurehead, out of this production, out of everything behind him, out of all the evil behind him.
I wish you would send me the clip of what you just said. I love to play it on our broadcast every day because it puts succinctly what we need to be aware of. Now that you've said that and you demonstrate that truth, how do we educate the people? How do we get out there and tell the people who are still hoping against hope that Obama's going to change, that he's going to make the world a great place, even though they see themselves without jobs, they see themselves losing their employment, their income, they see themselves losing their family, losing their children, losing this nation, and yet they're still hoping that somehow or another that he is going to do what he promised 6 years ago. How do we educate people to that just small clip you just said just a few moments ago?
Well, you look at it, he's dangling again that it's coming, hope's around the corner, give me more power, I'll fix it, and then they consciously try to wreck the country. It's not like they're screwing things up on accident. They want to screw it up. You know they're doing it. I guess you just explain to people that you better follow your gut and your heart and your eyes. I mean, the thing is, it's all right there, and I think people are afraid of the responsibility. They want to, like you said earlier, think that the Republicans are going to save them, and they better figure out that praying to God is going to save them, because if people pray to God and repent and get on their knees and seek a reprieve of the nation, then God will change their heart and give them discernment and rise them up in little ways, but also in big ways, depending on who you are or where you're at. And together, just like evil works through Obama and his people, we have to ask God to use us as vessels against them in this battle. But God knows there's free will, so gives us free will. The devil manipulates against free will. We have to consciously and spiritually ask God to cleanse us and use us and sanctify us every day and put on the armor against the enemy.
There's an event in the Bible where there were two prophets, the prophet Elisha, and he had a young protege working with him. And they were surrounded by a mighty army that were outside of the canyon where they were at, and getting ready to come in to kill the prophet and the young man. And the prophet, the young boy said, "They're going to kill us, they're going to kill us." The prophet prayed that the young boy's eyes would be open so he could see the mighty host of angels that were standing there to protect him against that mighty army, and the angels certainly are going to win and overpower that army. What you have just said, and what we've got to do, is that we have got to pray that God will open the eyes of the people so they can see how evil Obama is. And you made mention of the Second Chronicles 7:14. If we pray and repent, that God will heal our land. But beyond that, I am convinced, Alex, that if we launch a campaign of praying for people that God would open their eyes, when they see Obama, they will see unadulterated evil in its purest and most evil form. There's never been anybody in America in leadership leadership, as evil as this man is. And, of course, his beauty dazzles everybody. And so, therefore, they're not able to get to the core of who he is spiritually. People's eyes just need to be open to how evil this man is that has taken over our nation and is seeking to destroy. But I will say this. I know we're going to win. God has not established this
nation. Yes, Pastor Manning?
To give it to Obama.
I just lost audio to the network. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Alex. Yeah. Pastor Manning is still on.
Yes, I'm still here.
Yes. Go ahead and finish up, Pastor Manning. You said that we are going to win, and I agree with you. I think so.
We are going to win. God is not going to give this nation over to Obama. Now, even though many people are asserting that, well, we've been so wicked, we've disavowed God, God's turned us over to a reprobate nation. But no, that's not the case at all. We are going through some struggles right now. But we will not lose this great nation. We will not lose this pinnacle of power and presentation of God on this planet. We will win.
Well, Pastor Manning, I think this is the most powerful interview I've ever done with you or heard, period. And I think definitely the Spirit of the Lord's with us today. Let's just agree together, and I'll have you back soon, that we should both, to our audiences, promote praying that the eyes of America and the world be open, and that we say that prayer, and I know I'll say that during the break, and I know you'll say it, Pastor Manning. Thank you so much. You know, will you stay there and come back and say a prayer on air in the final segment?
Yeah, if I can do that, I will, sure.
Okay, and the show's over in 10 minutes, so we're going to come back, you'll say the prayer, and then I'll hit a few final news stories with David Knight.
You better watch out, you sure better cry, your knee's going to pout at. And I'm telling you why privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a privacy case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
There's a reason why the U.S. government is conducting emergency drills simulating the collapse of the U.S. electrical grid.
Northeast Corridor, offline.
They're getting prepared. Will you be prepared when it shuts down?
A massive power outage.
The cyber Pearl Harbor.
The evacuation procedures are working.
The Grid Eraser and Grid Eraser Maximus portable solar generators. Available exclusively at offthegrid.com. The strongest, longest-lasting solar generators. Dollar for dollar, watt for watt, on the market. Double the size and output, but not double the price. Oh yeah, one more thing. You only pay $10 for shipping for the Grid Eraser and Grid Eraser Maximus at offthegrid.com. Actually, shipping is just $10 for any order at offthegrid.com. Before you spend your hard-earned cash on a solar generator, do yourself a favor and check out the Grid Eraser and Grid Eraser Maximus at offthegrid.com. Solar generators with an attitude.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
The next stop that we make will be mine. Tell all the folks in Russia and China too.
Folks, they have a false love that they sell everybody, but it's all about betrayal and tyranny. We've got to rediscover the Bill of Rights and Constitution and due process and individual liberty. Evil always sells you the idea that it's going to bring you empowerment and individuality, but it really brings collectivism and it's slavery. Some of the headlines up on Infowars.com are just incredible. Colonel who vowed to disarm Americans works with Homeland Security and threatens bloggers. I mean, these people are just roaring with their tyranny. And you look at photos of this colonel, he just looks like a power-crazed narcissist. Also, again, Army officer says, we will pry your guns from your cold, dead fingers. Unbelievable. I mean, just taunting us. Mandela Love Fest ignores dark side of legacy. We've got an article up there about things that, it's just a fact. They've traded one evil for another. Homeland Security searches vehicles at ferry crossing checkpoint. We've got an article up on drudgereport.com on the right-hand side. It was red linked earlier, where they're going to make you go through biometric scanners and like prison cells at the airport. It's all prisoner training. But Pastor Manning, I'm going to let you get out of here. I know you're a busy man. ATLAH.org, ATLAH, World Ministries, there in Harlem. And God bless you for the work you do. But please just give us a brief or heartfelt prayer. It could be long or whatever, about opening the eyes. And I think everybody should say this prayer daily. And really think about it and tell others about it, that the spell, the evil spell of deception be lifted from our eyes so that we can really, really see good from evil.
Thank you, Alex, and thank you again for having me on your broadcast today. I really, really appreciate it. But let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so very much for allowing us to be in this great nation, to be born here, to be officially born here, to have our birth certificate here, to know and to be a part of the process that has made this nation great. We recognize, Almighty God, that it is you that has blessed us against many other nations that we see around the world that don't have our joy, don't have our prosperity, don't have our love, and all the things that you've made such a pinnacle and such a city on a hill. Now, Heavenly Father, there's a great darkness and deception that has come over our nation in the person of Obama. And it is my prayer, and I unite with everyone else today, that and appeal to you to open the eyes of the people. Open their eyes, Lord, that they might see this awful evil that is now seated in Washington at the White House. And then open their hearts, Almighty God, and give them the courage to be able to stand up for truth and to stand up for the unborn and to stand up for those that have worked so hard to make this great nation what it is, to stand up for those that are being maligned by and duped and tempted by Obama. Open their eyes and their ears and stuff their hearts full of courage that we might march forward. And we are praising you right now for the victory, for we know we will not lose, but we most assuredly will win in the day that you have set aside. And in your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Absolutely. And that's why that particular preacher that had his own prayer breakfast and mildly criticized Obama, they audited him and came after him, and it came out that it was ordered. And it just shows they're afraid of true men of God, true women of God who follow that. And folks, this is not a preacher show, but in great times of evil, we have to just get down to the very bottom here. This is a spiritual battle. Pastor Manning, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, Alex. God bless you, sir.
We'll talk to you again soon. There he goes. He was only going to be on for 20 minutes. He's very busy, but he was able to stay the whole hour with us. We'll get him back on because we got him on short notice. I tell you, folks, the evil is real. We're going to do a little bit of overdrive and finish some news, but the 40 seconds out to break, David Knight riding shotgun. That was pretty powerful info.
It was very powerful. And, when he's talking about how evil Obama is, it's just what we were talking about yesterday, the way he's betraying these people who are at the bottom of the wage pyramid. And at the same time he's taking them down with Obamacare, he's also putting on, saying that he's for their minimum wage being waged.
Explain that. Explain that when we come back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase. increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.